The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Yeah. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. But once she grabs, she won't let go. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
None of that soft stuff.
Rock, rockin' Nicole.
None of that heavy metal stuff.
Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
Just a little bit of jazz.
Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
Because we started rocking out, we're going to kick off today's show with a song, with a video, specifically for this occasion. And it's been a while since we've heard from them, but Founder Sing are back. Take it away, Founder Sing. Oh, I think. Here we go. Oh, where are they? Why are they not singing? Hold on. Why do we have no audio? Wait, that's no good. Here it is.
Here I am, wondering what's inside that safe that they broke into. Will they nail me with solid evidence? Will they lock me up before I run again? Upside down like a house of cards. Thought I got away with all my crimes until today. Now my underwear's everywhere, and the balls I thought were brass are all deflated. My golf game got interrupted by the call about those damn boxes. I'm the fool who should have had the sense to flush or burn those papers. If I'm indicted, will they still believe my lies? Don't wanna serve hard time. Can I flee to Mexico? The FBI raided, turned my palace upside down like a house of cards.
Okay, something funky is going on, so hold on, because something weird is happening. The audio is cutting out, right? Hold on, it was there, and then all of a sudden it got really low. So hold on a second. Let me see if I can figure out what's going on, because, you know, I see what's going on. It's a Tuesday, and we're having problems. Is that better? Is it, you hearing it? No, hold on. Let's try it from here.
My underwear's everywhere, and the balls I thought were brass are all deflated. All deflated.
Okay, wait, but something happened, and I don't know. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Okay, Laffy, are you hearing me now? You're not here. You're hearing me. Not hearing. Okay, well, you know, I tried. Anyway, Founders Sing have a new song. So much for, you know, best laid plans and all that stuff. I was going to start with something fun today. Oh, well, we'll have to try it another time. Audio is back. Now I'm too loud. Lovely. All right. You know, never a dull moment, is there? Damn it. All right. Now I got to turn that down. All right. So let me turn this down, 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 down. Keep going down, down, up, down. All right.
I'm gonna talk.
Oh, Laffy's there. You're gonna talk?
Yeah, I got you did it just right, and then you brought it down too far.
Oh man. Oh man.
So bring it up a little.
Okay, hold on. I'm in the wrong window again. You know, this is not supposed to be happening.
There you go.
Okay, it's okay. Yeah, no. something.
Yeah, you sound better.
Okay.
I can turn up my own settings.
I'm looking in the chat room. They're saying much better, too. No, something. Oh, leave it. Much better. No, leave it, Diane says. All right, I'm going to leave it for now. I have what's going on is something has got a mind of its own, and it's moving the levels by itself. So fingers crossed. Now I'm perfect. Yay, I love it. Okay, good now. Everyone says it's good now. All right, if it's good now, hold on 1 second. Let me bring Laffy in and let me, all right, we got to do it this way. So let's let's try this because first of all, I can't see because my eyes were dilated. And so that makes everything even more complicated. But let's try this.
If the news gives you the blues, here's the perfect place to go. It's Tuesdays with Carla Lapp on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Oh, my God. I can't win for losing. I just.
You're having a day.
I'm having a day.
A day. Oh, my God. Your poor eyes.
So let me start with, because I told the chat room yesterday, yeah, the show is only an hour, Mr. Bird. Yeah, and it's usually, you know, not this bad at the start. But, you know, what can I tell you? So I thought I was going to go to the ophthalmologist today to find out that I need, like, cataract surgery because I can't see. My eyes were always good until about 10 years ago, and then they started going downhill. And now it's to the point where I really can't read. So these are, like, super strength reading glasses, which helps a little bit. So I go to the eye doctor today, and it turns out I've got something funky going on with my retina. And he told me the name of it, but there's something that's, like, pulled up, like above the retina, it's like a membrane that's pulled up and it makes your eyesight fucked up. And that plus I have some macular degeneration going on. So I just, you know, I'm just a bowl of fun. And then, yeah. So if it were cataracts, the cataract surgery is like 10 minutes in and out, you're good. But this isn't that. You've got very, very minor cataracts. This is not affecting your eyesight this way. My eyesight went from 2020 and 2040 to 2080 and 2100. So I like can't see. He's like, you shouldn't be driving. Really? And so he referred me to a retinal specialist. And so of course I have to go online and look up what the treatment is. And there's surgery. This surgery is not like cataract surgery. This surgery, if you get it, you have to lie on your stomach for like 2 to 3 weeks. Face down, or the gas bubble could get in the lens part of your eye and screw it up even. Lovely. So anyway, hi, it's Nicole,
hi.
Not me. What? Yeah, fun. So I can't read. My audio is messed up. But hey, they didn't raid Mar-a-Lago last night.
No,
so let's talk about
Thank
what
you.
Happened because there was a major news event last night. All of a sudden, like every device goes off and there's alerts and alerts and alerts. A search warrant was served on Mar-a-Lago yesterday because apparently Donald Trump did not adhere to the Presidential Records Act, which says you can't take classified materials out of the White House. When you leave office, you need to leave everything there. And Donald Trump thinks the law doesn't apply to him. And he said, screw you, I'm going to take whatever I want. Now, some of the experts today are saying there's got to be more to it than that. But I say, isn't that enough? Isn't that enough? Laffy?
It sounds good to me.
I think it's enough. And so
we've had more than enough on him forever, but it's really what you can prove in court.
Right.
I mean, well, we're looking at all this. We see a whole bunch of evidence about this and about that crime. He's crimed here and he's crimed there. But if a jury can find reasonable doubt, then that's why they have to keep pushing for more evidence.
Well, but here's the thing. This was a legally administered search warrant. And people, you know, if you listen to some of the arguments from the right wingers, there, you know, they're saying they didn't get any advance notice. Whoever gets advance notice that you're being that they're going to execute a search warrant on your residence, they don't tell.
And what would he do?
We're calling to tell you.
He was in New York,
of course, and that's another reason why they did it, because they didn't want him flushing documents. Right?
Yeah.
There was no reason not to do it. But these right wingers, I got to tell you, now I don't watch right wing media. Laffy, I don't believe you do either.
Ever.
Right? But somebody, one of these outlets put together a bit of a montage of the right wing media freak out.
And, okay, I got to brace myself.
Yeah,
then.
Hold
okay.
on. I'm looking for, you All know right. what? I'm just going to play you the audio. It's easier, and I don't trust my video here anyway. Okay, so listen up. So it starts with Dan Bongino or something like that. And you'll recognize a lot of the voices, but you know what? They all look alike to me. So here, we'll just listen. Here we go.
This is some third world bullshit. Let me say it again. Third world bullshit.
What were you really doing? What were you looking for? Why not talk to President Trump and have him give the information you're after?
They will break down your front door. They will spy on your text.
Think about what they could do to you.
It's like what we thought about the Gestapo. People like this.
This is the worst attack on this republic in modern history.
And this is a chilling moment in the country's history.
This is an abomination.
All of them have to be held accountable.
Banana Republic.
Banana Republic.
This is Gestapo crap. And it will not stand.
It's a declaration of war.
It's a declaration of war.
To you.
The assassination of President Trump. I think everything's on the table.
I am deathly afraid for Donald Trump. I would not put assassination behind these people.
You wouldn't put behind these people? So they're saying, watch out, Trump. They're going to assassinate you. They executed a search warrant, not a person, for God's sake.
Well, not only that, but it was a judge. It wasn't like the Justice Department made up their mind to do something and decided, let's go to Mar-a-Lago and do some searching.
Right.
They had to present their case to a judge. The judge saw probable cause for a crime having been committed at Mar-a-Lago.
Right. And, the other part of it is, and I've heard a lot of experts over the last, 36 hours or so, saying that this had to have been the most scrutinized search warrant ever approved, because it is the first time a former president had a search warrant executed on their residence. And that is his residence now, right? And then they're making a big deal of the fact that this happened on the anniversary of the day that Richard Nixon resigned.
I'm sure the judge said, let's do it on the 8th.
But you know what I found? I just know that I had this air check. So here's where I was in, I think this was 1995, maybe 1996, on the anniversary of Nixon's resignation. Listen to this. Well, first we got to take a phone call. Hi,
Hello.
Who's this? Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Nicole? I'm Robert. How are you?
You're who? Robert?
I'm Robert. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Robert.
And, I got some opinions on what happened yesterday, and I get a lot of pushback from my friends who are totally happy that this happened, and I am too. But I think it's for other reasons. I don't think it's because of stuff that they could have arrested him a year ago for. I mean, I think there's a little more to it. I think maybe what Manafort getting picked up and saying, hey, I did give stuff to the Russians. I think maybe we found out the link between Putin and Trump.
Okay.
And that's probably what
and you're saying this based on absolutely nothing, apparently.
Exactly.
Right.
Apparently.
So, apparently. Gotcha, Robert.
100%.
Yeah, because you don't know.
Butt.
You don't know any right out of your butt. Gotcha.
No.
Cool.
Right. No.
But Nicole, there's a little, but how is it that they didn't do this a year ago when they knew that the boxes were there?
Because it's not that easy to get a search warrant signed off by a judge on a former president. That's why. Because, they had to do, Merrick Garland had to have all of his proverbial ducks in a row. You can't just say, we want to search the president's residence or the former guy's residence. Right. It's not that easy. And I promise you, they had to make sure every I was dotted, every T crossed, and that they had ample evidence in order to get the search warrant. This was not done hastily. This was probably a long time in coming.
Well, Nicole, let me tell you this. I'm from New York, and I speak Goomba, all right? And here's what I know. I know that anyone who owns a safe doesn't keep anything in this safe. It's just furniture. And I also know that Trump He's got people tipping him off left and right. So he knew to move the stuff. Whatever they're looking for is not was not going to be there.
Nobody knew that the search warrant was happening. Nobody knew. The White House didn't know.
Come on.
Okay.
Somebody told them.
All right. If you think so.
All right.
All right, Robert.
Listen, a pickpocketer doesn't get pickpocketed.
Okay.
What?
All right. Thanks, Robert. I get Robert knows, but as he had even admitted, he pulled it out of his ass. You don't know. That's why we wait to find out. Now, Donald Trump does have a copy of the search warrant because apparently when they execute a search warrant, they leave a copy of the warrant there. Donald Trump could easily release it, but he doesn't want to because it is legit and he wants to play up the bullshit aspect. They're persecuting me. I'm all persecuted. All right, now let me play for you what I was going to play before the phone call came in. So, the morning of August 8th, oh my God, okay. I guess we're taking phone calls. And I know who this is. This is Pam in San Bernardino. Hey, Pam.
Hey. Listen, I just have to call and say thank you for putting sanity into this. They did not execute a raid. It was a search
warrant. They're talking like they executed him and they're going to kill him. They're going to assassinate. They executed a search warrant.
You know, if they had done this to Barack Obama, they would have been saying something entirely different.
Oh,
and based on what I heard, the judge who signed off on it was appointed by George Bush.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Because yep. I know this is laughing at me, but I just have to call it and say thank you for putting sanity into this insanity.
It's my pleasure. Anytime I can put the sanity in the insanity, I will attempt to do that. Thank you, Pam. All right. So before somebody else calls, because this comes up on the same pot, so the same channel on the board. All right. Just a quickie from August 8th, 95, maybe? 1995?
It is 8:18 on this Remember Wednesday morning at KSCA.
I used to do this feature called Remember Wednesday on Wednesdays where we'd go back to a certain date. Okay, so that's what Remember Wednesday is. Find a date in the past and play an old song here.
It is 8:18 on this Remember Wednesday morning at KSCA, and today is the day in 1974 that Richard Nixon resigned from the presidency of the United States, the first person and only person ever to resign the office. So we thought on this Remember Wednesday, why not check back and see what was the number one record on this day in 1974? It might be a good Remember Wednesday song.
Good idea.
And it was, it was The Night Chicago Died by Paper Lace. So we looked to the next week to see what the number one song was then, and it was Having My Baby by Paul Anka.
Arrgh.
And that held the number one position for 3 weeks. So we looked ahead 3 weeks, and it was Eric Clapton, I Shot the Sheriff. All right, it's Remember Wednesday on FM 101.9.
A little taste of my past. I just thought the fact that it was the date that Richard Nixon resigned. And I have these little slices of radio past. So that was morning radio in Los Angeles about 20 some odd years ago. And there you go. That's how I celebrated the anniversary of Richard Nixon resigning. I could have executed a search warrant on Mar-a-Lago. Oh, wait. No, I couldn't. Because I'm not the attorney general. And I didn't know anybody in Mar-a-Lago at the time. And
but
they didn't necessarily break the law by then.
All those people that you played in a little row who were declaring assassination attempts.
Yes.
That has nothing to do with what they really think. That has to do with them fomenting another coup.
Yeah, right.
It has zero to do with what they truly believe, or maybe some of them do. I don't care. But the fact that they're suddenly bursting out with all these ridiculously, violent images in our head of assassination is a way of getting the crowd riled up again to protect Trump by going after the rest of us, or
right,
going after people in government or whatever it is they want to do next time. So we're going to get into that with my tweets, but just want to set the record straight that it has nothing to do with what they feel is reality. It has to do with what they want reality to become.
Absolutely. This is their you know, this is the drama that they do.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at, you know, there's this website, Mediaite.
It's the delusion.
There's a website called Mediaite. That's a news aggregator.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they try to play it down the middle, but they put some really, just some incendiary things up there. I love this one. MSNBC pundit claims rhetoric around Trump raid creates great opportunity for foreign power to push violence. You don't need a foreign power. These Republicans are doing it themselves. And I want to play for you. Who's the guy? There's a guy on MSNBC who deals with this kind of the domestic violence. Ben Collins, right?
Ben Collins.
So Ben Collins was all over the place yesterday, and he monitors Truth Social.
That's coming up in tweets.
Oh, okay. So I'll wait for that. I will wait for that. But here, Trump supporters talk retribution. Civil war after FBI Mar-a-Lago raid. Reward friends and punish enemies. And we'll get to it when with tweets. But this guy is saying that he's never heard the rhetoric so incendiary, not since January 5th, since the day before the insurrection.
Right.
And
he said it's worse than
it's worse. Yep.
Yeah.
And he said they're ready to go, which lovely. Yep. And by the way,
I
also have Jonathan Turley, which I can play the audio or not, basically saying, why is everybody's panties in a bunch? They have every right. The FBI has every right to collect classified material from Trump. Boom.
Wait, Jonathan Turley finally said something we agree with?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. But then Steve Bannon, the person who said that we're going to assassinate Trump, that was Steve Bannon on Alex Jones's show. These people are fucking insane.
Like I said, that just makes my point even more, well, better than I did. Because if it's Steve Bannon doing that, he knows better. He knows exactly what the truth is. So he is definitely just doing it to incite.
Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, yeah. He's dying for another little coup. Oh, boy.
All right.
Anyway, you want to do tweets?
Sure. Let's do tweets. So let's let loose the birdies. It's been a while, so they might have some stuff, you know, built up. So
built up.
Watch out.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
All right, gotta laugh. What are the Twitters all a Twitter about today?
I have no idea. Well, I'm going to actually do a couple that are unrelated to this warrant business.
Okay.
Just because we have other news too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, believe it or not, my buddy 1956 Atticus said he saw this on Facebook. New rule: you can't tell me when life begins when you don't even know when an election is over.
Yeah. I'll go along with that one.
Sure. And then let's see what this one is. Oh, well, this is something fun. This was a good week for us, but it's been a really horrible, no good, terrible, bad news week for Trump because, per Kyle Chaney and everybody else, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals today ruled that House Ways and Means Committee can access Trump's tax returns.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, and the committee said they're going to do it immediately.
Now your audio is all weird.
So is yours.
Now so is mine.
Just now.
Well, when now yours is. You sound like
Crowell.
Yes.
There. Now you sound better. Do I sound better?
Slightly.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Crap.
All right.
Well, I've done nothing. I'm just
the gremlins are here today. Obviously, they didn't inform me they were coming, but they are obviously here today. I thought I exercised them. Okay, good. All right. I'm sorry. Sorry.
But anyway, so he'll appeal the taxes. But from what I read quickly, I didn't see a complete answer to this, but it sounded like, yeah, he can appeal, but it's been covered. It won't go anywhere, and it probably won't take as long for the appeals. So he'll go to the Supreme Court, but I think they already made a ruling on this. So, okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Trump.
Okay.
Do your stalling thing. Anywho. Back to the warrant story.
Okay.
I want to make a point that it was Peter Scorch. I hope I said that right. Or Scorch or
it's
Scorch.
It's like S-C-H-O-R-C-H, something like that.
S-C-H. S-C-H-O-R-S-C-H.
S-C-H. Oh, it's two S-C-H's. That's...
Yeah. Peter, he's at Peter Scorch, Scorch, Florida, F-L, or whatever he is. And he's the one that broke the story. He is the one, he heard from
and
a
he does like
a
website called Florida Politics or something like that. That's
yeah,
who he is.
And it's got a blue check, so it's been verified. Uh-huh. You know, he's a verified account. But he said he got a scoop from somebody he knows that something's going on over at Mar-a-Lago. Wow, it's going to be big. So he, you know, poked around and did what he could. He broke the story. And then every big major news outlet went at it as if it was their own. And I want to make sure he gets the credit.
Definitely. And you know, people are. This is a blogger on Florida Politics and he even tweeted, I don't have the reporter resources to examine this further. So someone else get on this story, please, or something to that extent, you know, something to that effect.
But so. I didn't see a lot of attributions. So I want to give him the benefit of the doubt here and say, look, it's his story. Everybody else ran with it.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to the actual story. Mike Pence tweeted, and then Empty Wheel had a comment.
Okay.
Mike Pence tweeted, I'm only going to read one of his tweets.
Okay.
I share the deep concern of millions of Americans over the unprecedented surge, which it was unprecedented, of the personal residence of Trump. No former president of the United States has ever been subject to a raid of their personal residence in American history, and that's true for good reason. And Empty Wheel said, well, no president has ever attempted to have an armed mob assassinate his vice president either.
Exactly.
Mike,
see, and that's...
Mike, you were going to get killed, and the president wanted you killed, okay? Got it?
Yes. Mike, they were chanting, hang Mike Pence. Do you not understand that you defending him, not really a good look? You know, on some of those trucks, the news media, you know, I'm here in South Florida, and the maggots all came out and went out to Mar-a-Lago, which they're not really allowed across the bridge into Palm Beach, in case you were wondering. There's West Palm Beach. That's where all the commoners live. And then they go over the bridge, and then you're in Palm Beach. That's where Rush Limbaugh used to live. That's where Mar-a-Lago is. That's where, you know, they don't allow riffraff like that over the bridge. But apparently they got there. And they're outside of Mar-a-Lago with their Trump trucks. I've seen these things down here. They're frightening. And they have the big billboard on the back of the truck, and they have Pence crossed out. So it's where it said Trump, Pence. Now they have a line through Pence.
I saw a tweet go by yesterday with a picture of who was gathering, and it looked like a very small crowd. Is that true?
Well, it wasn't huge. I mean, when you figure how many of them there are down here, there were a couple dozen out there.
Yeah, it was a handful. That's what
But they're the ones who have the trucks, and they cruise up and down A1A, the beach. It's basically like PCH over there
too.
With these banners, with these billboards, with oh my God, it's
we get the same thing here, or we did during the election. We had caravans, and they would stop traffic, and we'd all have to sit and wait until they went by. And, and then I have like I've told you, three neighbors within throwing a rock distance practically, who are big Trump supporters with the Gadsden flag and the banners and the blue flag, the blue line flag, and all that. It's scary, which is one of the reasons. We can talk about this later, but when I went to Canada, I just got back after a month in Canada. I wondered why I was feeling so relaxed, and I realized there's none of that there. And I looked up at one house, and I got real tense for a minute because I saw a yellow flag.
You thought it was the Gadsden flag?
It turned out it was a happy face.
That's like the perfect anecdote for the difference between Canada and the non-United States, the dis-United States, maybe we should call us now.
I mean, you don't think about, you know, the absence of Trump paraphernalia and signs and people until you come back into the States and start seeing it. And then the tension just immediately grabs your body and shakes it, you know? Mm. Anyway, Here's another tweet. This is from Mehdi Hassan.
Okay, we love Mehdi Hassan. Yes.
We love Mehdi. I love Mehdi anyway. What is this? Is this a new thing? Before FBI search, federal officials suspected Trump and his aides had withheld documents. Okay.
Duh. That's some news. Yeah. Really? That's news breaking? From the broken Washington news. Post. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, Aaron Rupar had tweeted a video clip. Florida AG Ashley Moody complains that it's not like Trump is going to start flushing things down the toilet.
No, there are only pictures of him flushing things down the toilet.
And Mehdi Hassan goes, in caps, are you kidding me? Do these people have no self-awareness? And then somebody else tweeted, Drano the Swamp. Which was so good.
That was very good. Okay. That deserves a ding.
Ding.
A little slow today.
Okay. Yeah. back to Ben Collins and the dark web. Okay. Here's a couple of the messages that he tweeted.
Okay.
He says, here's the top comment. This was almost 24 hours ago. So right at the beginning, here's the top comment on the Donald site in reaction to the Mar-a-Lago raid. One was lock and load.
Ooh.
One was, are we not in a cold civil war at this point? And then somebody else said several points ago. And then somebody else said, then they cry out in pain as they strike you. And then somebody said, they will cry out in authentic pain soon.
Yeah. Now this,
so that was what just came up at the beginning.
This one is not funny. This one is deadly serious.
No, this isn't funny
because
either.
These people are itching for a fight.
Yes.
These people. So let me play for you this clip. And Ben Collins is the guy at MSNBC who does this sort of research behind the scenes on domestic terrorism, on the right-wing extremists in this country. And so here he was, just a quick segment from the 11th hour last night with Stephanie Ruhle.
This is the worst I've seen it since January 5th, probably, of 2021. These are people emboldened who are ready for the civil war. That's the way they're talking right now. They're talking about flipping over their flags to show that the nation is in distress. They're talking about buying more ammo and buying more guns. And they're talking about how the time for organizing is past and that they have to start going into action. That post that you just saw, the top post on the Donald, which is where a lot of these people planned for January 6th. They posted maps of the tunnels underneath the Capitol. They posted their stashes of weapons at hotels in Virginia. That post right there on the Donald says lock and load. That's the top post see in reference to the news tonight that Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago has, in fact, been subject to an FBI raid.
It has been. But you know, even he's calling it a raid, I guess.
He shouldn't.
You know, but it's
not.
Right.
It's not.
It's not.
They shouldn't even do it shorthand because that's what then it becomes the
narrative. Absolutely.
And then to pick up on this, by the way, RVA Wonk at RVA Wonk, who's Caroline Orr, she said she posted a tweet from the NRA, and then she has a comment. The tweet is the NRA, right? They're posting Clarence Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas, quote, a big picture of him with a quote, the constitutional right to bear arms in public for self-defense is not a second class right. And then the NRA says in big caps, shall not be infringed. And then Caroline says, this is not just a random tweet. This is the NRA responding to the FBI raiding Mar-a-Lago. It's their not so subtle way of joining the escalating calls for civil war tonight. So the NRA is right there aiding and abetting.
Oh yeah. Yes, they are.
Right there.
They want to sell more guns. They want their guns to be taken out on the street and they want civil war in this country. That's what they're advocating. That's what they're ratcheting up. When all it was a simple search warrant. Because the former guy thinks the laws don't apply to him and that he can abscond with classified documents that are to be left in the White House because they go to the National Archives. It's called the Presidential Records Act, which was enacted in the 70s after Watergate when Nixon tried to destroy all these documents.
Right.
And they said, you cannot do that. Trump thinks the laws don't apply to him. And apparently his enablers think that too. They're the ones raising this to, oh my God, civil war. Well, no, you're overreacting, you think?
Well, but they don't believe in the rule of law anyway, so everything else is irrelevant.
Yeah.
Everything else is relevant. Now, on the same Ben Collins thing, the 11th Hour posted a little clip, and their quote is that he said that the online reaction from the far right to Mar-a-Lago search, quote, "This is the worst I've ever seen since January 5th of 2021. That was from Ben Collins. And Empty Wheel, Marcy Wheeler, says, those outlets, now I want everyone to hear this, and if they can repeat it on Twitter or Facebook, wherever, those outlets who are repeating hypocritical claims from GOPers complaining about the lawful exercise of a warrant or parroting large swaths of a press release from an epic liar should consider themselves complicit in any political violence that predictably results."
Yeah, I think that's good advice. By the way, I neither retweeted his asinine statement or read from it, because we know what it is. It's just...
Come on, man.
Oh, the wrong one. it's just...
Bullshit.
It's complete and utter bullshit. That's what it is.
Well, I had to tweet his statement, because when I posted the headline, when it was breaking, and then I posted it from another source, CBS, I think, came out with it, you know, or maybe CNN, we confirmed this report about the warrant. People weren't believing me. So I finally had to post his comment, his stupid remarks, along with a news outlet saying, here's what he said. This is real. This is his own admission of, you know, that this happened, so that people would get it. Finally, people started apologizing to me and saying, oh, well, we should have believed you. You know, you don't usually post things that aren't true, but usually I never do.
Right, but the thing is, he was saying things that weren't true. What he said is, they occupied Mar-a-Lago. They broke into my safe. No, they didn't do any of that. They didn't raid you. They executed a search warrant. They lawfully entered the premises. They opened the safe because that was on the search warrant, that they could go in the safe. They didn't do anything that they weren't legally allowed to do. One of these idiots said something about, this is, what's the difference between this and the Watergate burglars? Everything. It's everything is different. Those were burglars. This was the FBI serving.
This was the judge giving the permission. The difference is one was a criminal act and one was a legal act.
One was
a
law enforcement.
Yes, but they don't care about the law. Again, I mean, Jill Weinbanks went on MSNBC last night and tried to explain in the most simplistic terms what we just said. No, see, I was at Watergate. I was one of the lawyers and I was doing this, and here's what the difference is, and here's what they did today. So here's the difference, you guys. You understand? But they don't care about that because they only see their own neurotic, crazy, asinine truth.
Right.
Their truth.
Right.
Not the truth.
Right.
Their truth.
Right.
So, you know, we can talk till we're blue in the face. We're not going to convince any of them.
Oh, I know. But it's night and day. David is here. He's got something to add.
Hello. Can you guess who appointed the judge that issued the search warrant?
HW.
Yeah, we did that already.
Yes. Who?
Trump.
Trump? Trump appointed. The judge who issued the search warrant. Yes. Trump appointed the judge who issued the search warrant. Trump also. Who knows? It's either one of the Bushes or Trump.
Trump also.
Chris Wray, the FBI director, is a Republican appointed by Trump.
Right.
You know, I don't know what more they want. According to Donald Trump, if they go against me, then they're traitors. They're traitors to
the
country.
They're fine until they do something he doesn't like, and then he finds some kind of rationale behind why nobody should trust them anymore. So, of course, I mean, here's another tweety for you.
Okay.
So House Judiciary GOP, of course, is defending Trump. Oh, by the way, there are two talking points right away that went out all over Twitter from the Republican side.
Yeah.
One was the one I'm going to read you now.
Okay.
If they can do it to a former president, imagine what they can do to you.
Oh, God.
I have rejoindered that.
Okay.
And then the other was defund the FBI. That was the two.
Defund the FBI is hysterical. Could they be any more Could that be any more ironic? Could they be any more ridiculous? I mean, how do they just not get it? They bitched about the left screaming about defund the police, which, by the way, I was never in favor of, first of all. But this is their reaction. These people, they need to shut the fuck up.
No, but the thing is, they do get it.
Shut the fuck up.
Sorry, I was introing the song.
Anyway, so no, the thing is that they do. Of course, they get it. They know exactly what they're doing. Again, it's to incite. It's to get their base riled up. It has nothing to do with getting it or not getting it. They know exactly what they're doing because it was a coordinated effort because all the tweets were the same. So House Judiciary GOP said,
which this is a really that Twitter account is a really incendiary asshole Twitter account. That House GOP
isn't it Jordan?
I think it's Jim Jordan. Yeah. Well, that's redundant then.
Right.
Asshole Jordan.
So if they can do it to a former president, imagine what they can do to you, and we can fill in the blank. But here's Lisa Curry, a comedian and a writer who said, what, force me to have a baby?
Touche. What's her name? Lisa Curry?
Lisa Curry.
Awesome.
She goes by at, no, I don't know why she has at, wait a minute. Oh, I see what you did here. Okay. At Lisa underscore Curry, C-U-R-R-Y.
Okay. Well, that was a great line. We've got a call if she's still there. Hi. Oh. You there?
Call. Yes. This is Tom, Joy's husband.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, she's under the weather. There's one thing nobody I've heard in any of this has mentioned that might explain how rapidly and enthusiastically growing, and this appointed judge and the FBI director did all this. And that is just this. Consider, what if when they went in there, instead of finding the leftover, unreturned, classified documents, they found huge numbers of photocopies of documents, which were made while Trump had them, and then you could pretend to return them and still have access to all those documents. That would blow up the whole thing even more, I would think.
Okay, but you're just making this up. You're just,
I have a strong suspicion.
Okay, please don't do that. Thank you, Tom, for the call. Why do people make up things and say, what if this happened? If it didn't happen, don't throw it in the mix, because it just really confuses everything. And it doesn't help further the conversation.
I had a conversation with someone yesterday who did a what if. It wasn't like that. It was a realistic what if, but it was still a what if. And I said, look, we don't know anything right now. Why don't we just wait and see?
Please.
It doesn't do any good to start supposing everything. And conjecture, and then you throw it out on Twitter, and then it gets magnified and duplicated whatever.
What if Trump and Ivanka, decided to, whatever, you can't make stuff up like that and throw it out there. We don't know. It's like the caller earlier, I don't even remember what they said, but there's if we just deal in the facts, the things we know about, we're safe. When you start coming up with these fantasies of what if this and what, why don't do that.
There's really not a reason for it, because we don't, as we keep saying, we don't know. And once we do know, then whatever you said wouldn't be applied anyway. Yeah. So why don't we just wait and see and hope for the best and hope that somehow he gets some consequences here. Although Barb McQuaid, the attorney, said she expects that if he stole the documents, he'd probably just get a slap on the wrist. And she wasn't the only one who said that in the legal world. And then a bunch of people jumped on me when I quoted her, and they said, well, but he did this and he did that. I said, look, she said this. She
right.
Said, she should
You're
know.
Just quoting her. But here's the problem. If we have laws, but people who held power, the laws don't apply to them, then the laws are worthless. And all exactly. you're doing is warming them up for the next right. time when they realize that they can get away with anything they want to do. And right. this is the spinning of the wheels and saying, well, you know, it wasn't really that horrible. Look, they put this Presidential Records Act into law because of what Richard Nixon did with Watergate.
Because it was that horrible.
Because they were destroying documents. This puts that to shame. There's right. there's no correlation between the two. That was a two-bit burglary and a cover-up.
Right.
This was right. an insurrection and a coup. And if mm-hmm. you don't prosecute them for breaking these laws and hold them accountable, then they'll just do it again, and next time they'll succeed. So,
and that is the pressure that Merrick Garland is under. He could sit there and say, well, we were going to be setting precedent and all that. Well, he would be setting precedent if he didn't.
Yes. And you know what? Because, Trump is the one who set the precedent
by
inciting the violence, by whipping right. his fans into a frenzy and sending them to the Capitol to stop the election from being certified. The thing is, all these crybabies and right-wing hate talk media can say, oh my God, the world is on fire. This is horrible. They're going to assassinate him. We need to focus on the truth, not come up with other theories. What if? Talk about what happened.
What about the people who died at the coup?
Yeah, what about them?
After the coup. Those people did die. They did get, in a broader sense, assassinated. You know, I don't want to, not literally, obviously. But there were people who died or who were maimed or who were suffering and who have mental anguish for the rest of their lives. They've been so yep. traumatized for the rest of their lives. The girl, I forgot her name, who slipped on the blood.
Oh, yeah.
She yep. was walking on the Capitol, you know, and slipped on the, oh.
You know, anyway, and then Ashley Babbitt, already, you know, they're invoking her name, and now they're trying to turn it around. Marge Q. Green, I believe, said Ashley yeah. Babbitt was trying to stop them right. from entering the Capitol.
No,
you know what
no,
that is, right?
Bullshit.
That's complete bullshit, because she was trying to get through the broken glass that they had just broken open to get into the chamber of the House where they were. Don't lie. Right. And if we just focus on the facts, then the truth is on our side. Truth is what mm-hmm. we need right now, not Donald Trump's version of truth, which is
bullshit.
Yes. Here's one. I already did that talking point about defund the FBI, which is absurd. Oliver Willis. Okay, so Ari Fleischer.
Oy. Ari Fleischer former
G.W. Bush administration said, right. here's why the FBI raid, absent a finding that puts Trump, he said former President Trump, behind bars, is so damaging. It's so damaging. And he has a list, but I'm going to read just the first one here. Most governmental institutions are already not trusted by the American people.
I wonder why.
This raid contributes to mistrust of the FBI. So Oliver Willis said, well, one reason Americans don't trust their government is because it lies them into a war for non-existent WMDs.
Yeah, there is
Ari Fleischer.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe that's where some of the mistrust came. Yeah.
Maybe.
Ding.
Ding.
Just maybe.
Yeah.
Got a couple more, and then I have actually three more.
Okay.
So Eric Swalwell, he tweeted, and then I've got a quote tweet over it. Representative Eric Swalwell said, Donald Trump has a copy of the search warrant. He'd show us the warrant if he were so wronged.
Right.
Show it or shut it. And so then Brandi Buckman, our you had her on with me, she said, for a guy who was forever persecuted, Trump sure does shirk transparency to support his innocence all the time.
Yeah. So that's what I said earlier. They have it right there at Mar-a-Lago. The actual search warrant, the copy, the document itself. He could so easily release it, but it doesn't fit his narrative. So he's going to.
He's legally allowed to release it. Yeah. It's up to him. And then Brandi goes on to say, how many people wrongly convicted or accused of a crime do you know in history that actively tried to hide records that could support their claim to innocence?
Yeah.
Zero?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Because he has too. His own narrative, and he's going to tell his story the way he wants to tell it. Truth be damned. He wouldn't know the truth if it came up and bit him on the ass. Then again, with all that padding, it would be hard to feel truth biting him on the ass. Sorry, I have to be a bitch sometimes.
Yeah, just throw that one in. Okay. Kevin 613, said, Republicans are responding stronger to Mar-a-Lago being searched than they did for the Uvalde school shooting.
Yeah.
Than they did to the coup.
Yeah.
The end of democracy.
Yep.
The attempt on Pence's life.
Yeah.
I mean, then insert line here. I mean, just come up with your own. They care more about the search warrant and are angrier and outraged about that than they are about fill it in.
Yes, they are. But you know what? Their whole thing is like, by the way, Donald Trump, there's a quote that came out recently when he was complaining that the generals, remember how he used to love the generals, my generals,
oh, yeah.
But he wanted them to be his generals. And he complained to, I think, John Kelly and others within earshot that he wished his generals were more like the German generals in World War II, meaning mm-hmm. Hitler's generals who supported him blindly. And John Kelly said to him, you know, they tried to assassinate him 3 times and right. He did not know that. But, you know, this is a man who, like his buddy, Roger Stone, idolizes Richard Nixon, who said,
well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
Yeah. And he thinks that that's where he is. That's not that is not real. And that man resigned because he knew he would have been impeached and removed from office because the Republicans back then cared more about the country than they did their party or power.
There's your difference right there.
There's your difference.
Huge difference. It's the fact that they're willing to end democracy. I mean, do they not think, I mean, they obviously don't have foresight in certain ways. They obviously do in other ways because they've been planning this kind of thing for decades. But do they not have the foresight to see that if they can overturn a government, then so can other people? They can be overturned.
Yes.
So right. I guess it doesn't matter to them, but.
Right. And, you know, I there are not many Republicans I like, but occasionally some of them realize that you got to tell the truth and you got to put country ahead of party. Listen to this quote from George Conway. This will be the second time I quoted him today.
I think any time the Federal Bureau of Investigation comes to your house early in the morning and knocks on the door and starts rummaging through your home with a list of things that it's specifically looking for, you should be worried.
Yeah. And he said the same thing. Not a raid, a legal, you know, ordered by a judge search warrant for right. certain things they were looking for. The hair on fire coming from the right is just, I mean, I find it really funny if it weren't so frightening.
It's panic. It's outrage because their guy got caught. And then it's just a series of lies and incitement. It's just same old, same old. I have one last tweet
okay.
for you.
Okay.
To you. Let me make you little so you don't cover it up. There you go. This is from Aaron Black. He is a senior advisor for Pelosi.
Okay.
Team Pelosi. Anyone being investigated by the FBI is not qualified to be the president of the United States, said
Hello.
Donald Trump. Now, he said this, goes on to say,
yes,
on 8/3/16,
yeah.
on 9/7/16,
oh.
on 10/15/16, on 10/20/16,
oh.
on 10/21/16, on 10/25/16, and on 10/30/16.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody needs to edit all those together. And then this from Jack Pondit, VSP. He said, this would be a good time for the Democrats to make an ad showing Trump saying, lock her up, lock him up, over and over, followed by him whining about being politically persecuted.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Oh, please.
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, how
if I had time, I would.
Yeah, right.
Time is not on my side.
An, a video. I got, you know, I got a Mac. I always had PCs, and I got a Mac short time ago. And I'm still trying to figure out some of the video stuff, because I used to make videos, you know, the blunt videos, and I had a whole program that I no longer can use. So now I'm digging around looking for things I understand.
Yeah.
Or I'd make it. I'd make that ad.
I hear you. Yeah. It's, Macs are supposed to be so much easier, but when you can't use the equipment or the software that you've had, it's off the topic.
You got to start over. Well, it's like, you know, moving to Canada and not being able to use the stuff you have down here.
Oh, my God. So let's talk about Canada in the few minutes we have left. So Gotta Laugh,
okay,
for those of you who don't know, started the ball rolling, the process to get legal residency in Canada, what, 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago?
3.5 years ago.
Right, because it takes a while.
We started getting, like, serious and doing paperwork with a lawyer in 2019.
Okay.
We started exploring it in 2018, and it took 3.5 years for everything to go through. It's probably partly because of COVID.
Right.
Because it held up the paperwork and everything.
Sure.
But so we were accepted as permanent residents. Our kids, our twins, who are in their late 30s, are having to go back to college now. They did get accepted into the college they wanted. Even though they have master's degrees and careers, they have to now, in order to get a work permit, they have to go back to college.
A school there.
In Canada.
Right.
So that they can apply for a work permit. And once they get work, they can apply for their permanent residency. It's a whole different shtick. Everybody who applies seems to have a little bit different requirement. That's the way they can do it the best. So we have to move them up in December. And they start in January, and we've just leased for at least a year a townhouse that we lucked out and got. It was one we saw back in October, and we lucked out, and it got freed up just when we needed it.
Wow.
The people who were leasing it had to leave, and we got it. So so we have a place to be now.
Okay.
Now we have a permanent address.
Okay.
So we're good. And then we have to get a doctor, which can take up to a year because there are waiting lists for their doctors.
Okay, but let me ask you this, the important question, because you couldn't join us from Canada because you couldn't find decent phone service or internet service. So does this new townhouse have phone or internet service so we can talk?
Well, we have to put it in.
Okay.
And we asked our neighbor, is it good? And she said yes. So one of the things I was going to tell you, and I forgot to earlier when you and I were just talking privately, is that, yes, that's one of the first things we have to get. And yes, I will let you know the second I know.
Okay.
And we have to set up a table. We have to buy a table. We have no furniture. We have no bedding. Oh. We have no towels. We have no kitchen things. You know?
And,
so we're
and,
like being teen.
Right. And it's not as easy to get things there as it is here.
No.
And you're
a little bit tougher. Here, everything is opulence and lots of things, and everywhere you go there's stores and malls, and oh my God, it's just amazing. It's an abundance of riches. When you go up there, it's lovely, and it's very American, and it's also very European, and it's also very English. I mean, you know, and everything's a little bit less, a little tiny bit less available to you. So, like, you know, the townhouse is smaller than I'm used to. The stores in Vancouver are abundant, but you go outside of Vancouver where we live, and you have to travel a tiny bit longer, and you have to find a store.
Sorry. Yeah.
What was that?
Well, that was I told you another. I have another song to play to go out on.
Anyway, that's what we're doing now. We're setting up house.
Oh, okay. So, what, you go back like next month, or when are you going back?
We go back this month. We're going back on the 28th.
Wow.
We're going to drive up, and we'll be there on the 1st.
Okay. Well, cool. And so you will, your assignment, should you care to, you know, take it, is to get decent internet service so you can still join us.
We know who to, we did our research. We just hope that the service where we're going to live is good. That's all.
I hope so too. All right. One last quickie song. This one is, it's under a minute. It's from our friend Bruce W. Nelson, who, when I first saw him, I really thought he was Jeff Daniels. He isn't. He does a couple of songs every day. And this one is for Trump.
As long anticipated, Trump's hideout has been raided. For too long, justice waited, but a wise judge was persuaded. The FBI invaded, and Trump is aggravated. He's soon to be downgraded, but won't be exonerated. He'll probably get some time, for this was about a crime. The orange lump of slime carried out in his spare time. I've waited for this day when Donald's feet of clay would just crumble away and he'd finally have to pay.
All right.
Pretty damn
love
good
it.
News from down there.
Yes, it is. Pretty damn good news from down there in Mar-a-Lago. There you go, Bruce W. Nelson. Sometimes known as Mangy Fetlocks. But, yeah. Oh, and I'm playing the wrong thing. All right, I'm all just all over the place today because I don't have my setup the way it's supposed to be. Here we go. All right. All right, well, Laffy, with that, we've reached the end of the hour.
Yeah.
Gremlins and all. So, again, what we've covered... it was a legitimate, legal search warrant that was executed. Mm-hmm. It was not a raid. They didn't invade Mar-a-Lago.
They didn't break into anything.
They didn't take over.
The Secret Service assisted.
Yes. And it was all legal and signed off by a judge who issued the search warrant. So stop with the hair on fire. Nobody's assassinating anybody. Unless they do it, because they're the ones with the guns and they're the ones making the threats.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else to add?
No, I'm just going to, find a glass of wine somewhere and some cheese and veg out for a while.
Okay. Well, that sound works. Good? Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Well, Laffy, hopefully it won't be another month till we see you again.
Yeah, you'll see me in 2 weeks.
Okay. Works for me. All right. Gotta laugh, everybody. Find her on the Twitters at Gotta Laugh. And she still does sometimes write at Laffy's Place at NicoleSandler.com. So come on over there. All right, Laffy.
It's been a while.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye. And there's Laffy for you. Okay. With that, we're done. I do have some news to share with you. So I'll leave you with that. Tomorrow, I have no idea what we're doing. I spent all day today at the, eye doctor's. And we'll see what the day brings, what happens with the news tonight. And we'll do something tomorrow. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Here's the news. All right. You have a good night. Bye.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A bit of history made on Monday when the former guy released a statement complaining that FBI agents raided his Mar-a-Lago estate and club in Palm Beach, Florida, and, quote, even broke into my safe. To be clear, they broke into nothing. This was a search, a legal search, executed under a judge-issued search warrant, which appeared to be part of a federal investigation into materials that Donald Trump improperly brought with him from the White House, including classified documents. Trump said the raid was unnecessary because he was cooperating with federal agencies and claimed it was meant to discourage him from running for president in 2024. Here's a quote. Such an assault could only take place in broken third world countries. Actually, no surprise, Donald, you're wrong yet again. In a third world country, the coup would have been completed. Trump allies issued calls to defund the FBI. How's that for irony? The search came as the Justice Department intensifies its parallel investigation into Trump's efforts to stay in office despite losing the 2020 election to Joe Biden. As is his practice, Trump lied. He was not cooperating with federal agencies. If he was, he would have already turned over the classified documents he took from the White House, documents protected by the Presidential Records Act, documents to which he had no legitimate claim. The former president wasn't even there. He was in New York at Trump Tower when the search warrant was executed. By the way, this all began in February. That's when the National Archives said that at least 15 boxes of White House records were recovered from the resort, including some that were classified. And separately, photos have apparently revealed Trump's penchant for flushing key White House documents down the toilet. So throughout 2021, the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, quote, had ongoing communications with the representatives of the former president about boxes of White House records
that he brought to his home in West Palm Beach. NARA recovered 15 boxes in January, including items the agency identified as, quote, marked as classified national security information. It was the discovery of those classified materials that triggered the staff of NARA to report their findings to the Department of Justice. And that brings us to where we are now. The New York Times reports that federal prosecutors subsequently began a grand jury investigation and then issued a subpoena earlier this year to the archives to obtain those boxes of classified documents. Then the authorities also made interview requests to people who worked in the White House in the final days of the former presidency. Response from MAGA World was quick, swift, and intense. You know, the usual suspects making all the noise. But notable for their silence was Senate Republican leadership. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Whip John Thune, Republican Conference Chairman John Barrasso, Republican Policy Committee Chairman Roy Blunt, Vice Chairman of the Senate Republicans Conference Joni Ernst were all uncharacteristically silent and all refrained from tweeting about the raid as of early Tuesday morning. That got them called out by some personalities on the Fox Not News channel. The one person in leadership who did speak out was somebody we know down here in Florida. Republican Senatorial Committee Chairman Rick Scott tweeted, "The FBI's raid of Mar-a-Lago is incredibly concerning, especially given the Biden administration's history of going after parents and other political opponents. This is third world country stuff. We need answers now. The FBI must explain what they were doing today and why." I'll just leave that there. Of course, House Minority Leader and Speaker wannabe Kevin McCarthy vowed investigations of the department and of Attorney General Merrick Garland if Republicans take back the House in the midterms. He called the FBI raid, quote, "an intolerable state of weaponized politicization." On a semi-related note, it was 48 years ago today that then-President Richard Nixon left office after resigning the day before. Just saying. And on a definitely related note, if it's Tuesday, it's primary day in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin. A few big races to look out for. The Trump-backed Republican candidate for Attorney General in Michigan, Matthew DiPerno, is under criminal investigation for possibly tampering with voting machines last year, according to CNN. DiPerno was there when unauthorized tests were run on machines seized for Michigan counties. The state's current attorney general has called for a special prosecutor to be appointed. In Wisconsin, there's a fight over who will face the vulnerable Democratic Wisconsin governor. And on the Democratic side, a Senate fight in Wisconsin. The likely Democratic candidate, Mandela Barnes, would be the state's first Black senator and one of the youngest ever elected to the Senate. Regardless, if you're in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, or Wisconsin, vote like your life depends on it. It does. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.